z buldožeri, administracijo in vojsko nad prihodnost. Poznate televizijske oddaje, v katerih ekipa ljudi določeni družini prenovi dom ali jim celo zgradi novo hišo in to v rekordnem času. Gre seveda zgolj za šov z namenom privabljanja gledalcev in posledično ustvarjanja dobička. V okupiranem Zahodnem bregu pa se podobni projekti izvajajo iz drugačnih razlogov. Organizacija Izraeli komite Against House Demolitions ali IKED, skupek izraelskih mirovnih organizacij, se od leta 1997 ukvarja z obnovo palestinskih domov, ki jih izraelske sile rušijo predvsem na zasedenih območjih, a tudi znotraj Izraela. Takšen primer so recimo beduini na jugu države v poščavi Nakeb. Tako znotraj Izraela, kot tudi na okupiranih ozemljih, je namen rušenja enak. Izraelske oblasti želijo z njimi palestincem preprečiti življenje in obstoj na teh območjih. Rušenja domov so v bistvu le nadaljevanje etničnega čiščenja Palestine leta 1948, ko je bilo z domov pregnanih 750 tisoč palestincev in uničenih več kot 500 palestinskih vasi. Od izraelske okupacije Zahodnega brega, Gaze in Vzhodnega Jeruzalema leta 1967 je bilo tako uničenih že 26 tisoč palestinskih domov. Eden od njih pripada družini Šauamrih iz vasi Anata med Jeruzalemom in Ramalo. Njihov dom je bil med letoma 1998 in 2012 porušen štirikrat. Salim Šauamrih pojasnjuje, kdaj in kako je potekalo prvo rušenje njihove hiše.
So in 1993 and after Oslo, you know, all of us as Palestinians, we feel that peace is coming in the way. So I start building my home in 1994, living inside with my six kids and my wife Arabia, until the black date in my life and in my family life, which is 9th of July 1998. After 4.5 years of living inside the home, while I'm sitting with my family, eating our lunch, I heard a big voice outside the home. I got out to see. I saw my home surrounded by soldiers. And all the nearby area, the mountains surrounded by soldiers. You don't believe that more than 300 soldiers came and surrounded the area. And the officer of the soldiers asked me if this is my home. I said to him, yes, it's my home. He said to me, it's not your home now. You have 15 minutes to take your belongings and family out because you want to demolish this house. I told him, what are you saying? I pushed him outside the door. He's surrounded by soldiers. They start kicking me on my back, on my head with their weapons. And they arrest me outside the home. My wife, Arabia, she closed the door. Then they start breaking the windows around, throwing inside the tear gas to force my six kids and my wife get out of the home. My wife that day, she lost her consciousness and they took her to hospital. And my kids screaming and crying. And I'm freezing to the ground, arrested, can't do anything.
Uradni razlog za rušenje je bila gradnja brez gradbenega dovoljenja, hiša pa naj bi stala zunaj prostorskega načrta vasi, ki si ga sproti izmišljajo izraelske okupacijske sile. Izraelske oblasti palestincem gradbenih dovoljenj niti ne izdajajo. Družina Šauamrih pa svoje zemlje, katere lastništvo jim Izrael sicer priznava, ne smejo uporabljati niti za obdelovanje.
If I can't use my land registered in my name and I can't use it, what's the use of this land? It's exactly like you are very thirsty, I'm coming to you with a glass of water, telling you this glass of water is yours, but don't drink it. So this land is yours, but don't plant it. Don't build on it, don't put a tent on it until you get a permit from us, the Israeli occupation government. I went to the civil administration office and I told them, look here, I know that I will not get any building permit from you. I will build a home and the God will help me after that. They said to me, no, apply for the third time. and for sure you will get the building permit. And every time you apply, it costs you more than $5,000. I apply for the third time. I wait another 1.5 years. Then they told me you can't give you the building permit because now this is new because you missed 2 signatures of the ownership of the land. When I bought the land, I stamped it from Interior Ministry, Israeli Interior Ministry, that it's legal. I stamped it from the Civil Administration Office also, that it's legal. But as you can see, throwing to us any reason not to give us the building permit. So they are pushing us to build without the building permit. So after that, you are not only losing, but you are losing your life savings also. Not only the money they are taking from you and sucking it from you, and your life savings, they come and destroy your home, they are destroying your life savings.
V okviru projekta organizacije IKED poteka ponovna izgradnja hiše družini Šauamrih. 34 mednarodnih prostovoljcev iz Evrope, Avstralije, Združenih držav in Kanade bo v roku 14 dni ponovno zgradilo hišo. Predaja ključev pa bo 15. julija. Na spletni strani radija lahko pod prispevkom najdete nekaj fotografij poteka gradnje. Linda iz Ajkeda, ki zaradi pritiskov izraelskih oblasti ne želi biti polno imenovana, pojasnjuje, da so od ustanovitve ponovno zgradili že 185 domov. Kot pravi, gre kljub nizki številki v primerjavi s številom uničenih domov za pomembno politično dejanje upora okupaciji. Vas Anata se namreč nahaja v delu Zahodnega brega, ki spada v tako imenovano območje C, ki ga v popolnosti nadzira izraelska vojska. V tem območju je še posebej nemogoče razvijati palestinske skupnosti. Linda pojasnjuje.
That's why we're saying in area C it is the final mopping up of the Palestinians, and that's what's happening. And so you're having demolitions almost every day, you know, one here, one there. It's done very quietly, so you don't get the media attention. But these living conditions are so harsh for them, with the lack of water, education, road infrastructure, electricity. It is just shocking.
Izraelska rušenja domov so načrtno izvajana tudi na izjemno brutalen način, tako da imajo poleg fizičnih tudi psihološke posledice. Otroci, katerih dom je bil uničen, pogosto dolga leta trpijo zaradi povzročene travme. Moški so ponižani, saj niso mogli zaščititi svoje družine. Ženskam je uničen kraj, kjer se največ zadržujejo. Selim Šauamrih podaja primer svoje hčerke.
You know, my daughter, she was 11 years old, when she saw an Israeli tank coming nearby the home where we are living, she can't stand on her legs, having very much pain in her stomach. I am behind her. I told her, don't worry, I'm behind you, they are not coming to us. I will protect you. You don't believe what she said to me. How can you protect me? I saw the soldiers, what they did to you when they demolished our home. If your daughter didn't believe that you can protect her, who will protect her in the world? So they are demolishing also families when they do that. And it's not only me. I know hundreds of cases like this, and worse than this.
Medtem zahodni politiki brez sramu ponavljajo brez zobe zahteve po obuditvi tako imenovanega mirovnega procesa. Šauamrih podaja svoje mnenje o tem procesu in pojasnjuje, kaj le ta zares prinaša.
If the settlements get doubled around Jerusalem during this peace process, if the settlements get troubled inside the West Bank during this peace process, what is the peace they are talking about? They are tricking us by this. Israel from the early beginning, they took the peace process in a bad faith. They are maintaining their occupation over our land. 24 hours, bulldozers are working to build settlements, expanding settlements, and in the same time they are coming and demolishing Palestinians' houses. They are evacuating us, villages in Jordan Valley, in Hebron, in Khalil, in Beersheba, they are demolishing villages, complete villages, houses everywhere. and the settlements expanding and new settlements everywhere. If this peace process can protect me, my home from demolition, what I need from this peace process? Who the hell this peace process? My home has been demolished 5 times and under this item, peace process. So we have to wake up from this. We have to be very careful because Israel is using this peace process to maintain their occupation over our land in the name of the peace.
Mednarodna solidarnost Palestinci in njihovo ustrajanje na svojih domovih pod okupacijo sta sicer izjemna, a sama ne moreta zadostovati za zlom izraelske okupacije. Pritisk na Izrael more priti tudi od zunaj. A vprašanje, na katerega odgovor žal poznamo, je, ali so evropski in slovenski politiki sposobni in voljni odvrniti pogled od številnih deklaracij in sporazumov med Evropsko unijo in Izraelom in ga vsaj za trenutek usmeriti v ruševine širom okupiranih območij, ki jih za seboj puščajo izraelski buldožerji. Poročilo iz Anate v Zahodnem bregu je pripravil Boris Vasel.